Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And your average church member of the family and church goer feels no responsibility toward the church family at all. In fact, gets irritated if anybody suggests that I should be doing something for the church family because I got a full life, I got a job, I got kids, I got a spouse. Hey, I got my own life to deal with. And if you're expecting me to do anything, well, I'll find another church that don't expect me to do anything. And pastors are afraid to preach on this because of that reason. But of course, we don't have that problem here at Faith Life Church. But I'm so excited that we have many, many. You saw all these hands just a minute ago, didn't you? People that have gotten a hold of the vision. And they didn't hear it from me. They got it from him. They got it from the Lord. They got it from the Word. And they're busy. They got jobs. They got family. They got kids. They got multiple things going on. But they have changed their priorities. Oh, come on now. And they are genuinely putting the family of God first. Seeking the advancement of the kingdom of God, which is the people of God. The kingdom of God is the people of God. He said the kingdom of God is among you. Is in you. Amen. Can't separate the kingdom from the people, the family. And if you're going to be ministering to the kingdom and for the kingdom, what does that equal to? Ministering to the saints, to the family, to the people. Let me read another one to you. The New Living Translation, verse 12. New Living Translation says their responsibility. Talking about me, preachers. What's my responsibility?
To equip
God's people to do his work.
Amen.
What work? And build up the church.
Yes.
The body of Christ. That's our job. Our job is not to do all the counseling and visitation and praying. That's not our job.
Amen.
Our job is to equip you.
Amen.
Is that right or not?
Yes.
That's our job. Well, what about all the millions of pastors that are old before their time and got all kind of physical problems because they just go night and day trying to do all the work of the ministry while their family is not developing, they're not using their faith, they're not learning how to be led, and they're going to get no reward. Aren't you glad it's not that way here?
Yes, sir.
Now, I haven't digressed. What are we talking about? Diligent. Diligent to do what? We read in the verse. Diligent to minister to the saints. Go with me, if you would, to 1 Corinthians 16. Diligent to do what? Diligent to serve one another. Serve one another. He's talking about believers, isn't he? And this is the form of evangelism that many have not emphasized enough. People have thought, well, we need to go tell people about Jesus. Well, we do. But then what? Did you know in mass crusades, it's sad that many that come to the altar and give their heart to the Lord fade right back into the world? I mean, many of them have. Many of them have. You find them 5 years and 10 years later, they're living just like they were before the meeting. No change. That's not the will of God.
No.
I said, that's not the will of God. How many of the Bible, the same passages that talked about go into all the world and preach the gospel, he also said, go make disciples. That's follow-up, isn't it? And that's ministering and serving one another. And when he intended that the world know that we are his and that he is real by us loving each other. Isn't that what the scripture said? By this will all men know that you're my disciples. In other words, that he's real and that we're his and it's the real deal. Amen. How are they going to know? Oh, friend, it's begun. But I'm believing God that it becomes widely known. Yes. That if you're a part of the Faith Life family, you got it made. You got it made. You'll never be alone again. You'll never be without prayer. You'll never be without faith buddies. Amen. You see it in the beginning days of the church, don't you? They got born again. They all got filled with the Spirit on the day of Pentecost. What's the very next thing you see in the second chapter? They begin liquidating stuff, didn't they? And the second chapter, it said it again in the fourth chapter, they gave to each other so much until there was none among them that lacked. And we're talking about thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And none of them had any lack. Why? Because they were part of that church, part of that family, part of that bunch.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Well, what does that do to outsiders looking in? I mean, why are people getting involved in gangs? Why do they get involved in organized crime? Because they want a family that they never had. They want somebody that'll stand behind them and support them and believe in them, and somebody that'll not quit them. And it's a lie, because these gangs and these crime groups and families, they will whack you and tell you it's nothing personal. Just business. It's a lie. Oh, but the family of God is the real deal. Oh, glory to God. People that will love you, even if you've messed up, they still love you. And even if you've just done all kind of stuff, believe that you can recover. Come on now and believe with you and stand with you and not leave you and not forsake you. And friend, when the outside world sees that, the Bible said the goodness of God leads people to repent and change, and they want to be a part. They want to be a part, but they need to see it. That's why the devil fights and works so, he's diligent in getting churches to fight inside and against each other. Why? Because it undermines our testimony. And outsiders think, well, what, I want to join that. I got that at home.
That's right.
People chewing each other up and spitting each other out. And I don't need that. I got that. I've had plenty of that. They need to see something different. Why is God empowering you? Why is he delivering you? Why is he getting you out of debt? Come on, somebody help me. Why? So you are able for God to add all kind of babies, thousands of babies to this church. Right? So many babies that Phyllis and I and 10 times the staff could never get to all of them. But you can. You can minister to them. You can help them. God will wake you up in the middle of the night and you'll pray for them. And you'll call them and encourage them. Come on now. And you'll strengthen them and edify them and buy their lunch and buy them a suit and make a car payment for them. And help them get caught up. Help them get on their feet. 1 Corinthians 16. Oh, I like this. This verse here. It says, 1 Corinthians 16. I beseech you, brethren. This is verse 15. 16, well, look at verse 14. It goes with it. 16, 14, 1 Corinthians. Let all your things be done with love. I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. He said, I want you to submit yourselves to such and to everyone that helps with us and that labors. Somebody say labors. Labor. What are they doing? What are they laboring at? What are they working? What are they being diligent at? They are diligent on the addiction level. Now, how many understand addicts on hard drugs are diligent to find their drugs? They may not be diligent to do anything else, but they're going to be diligent to take the drugs when they need them and to do whatever it takes to get the drugs or to get the money to get the drugs. It's bondage. But there's a good addiction. I said there's a good addiction that you are addicted to what? To what? The ministry of the saints. Let me read that to you from the NIV. The NIV. He said they have devoted themselves to the service of the saints. He's not talking about preachers, apostles, prophets, evangelists. He's talking about believers. The New Living Translation. The New Living Translation, they are spending their lives in service to God's people. Say that out loud. They are spending their lives in service to God's people. Spending, the New Century says they've given themselves to the service of God's people. Can you see the wisdom of God on these service teams in the church and things like that? What did he intend? What's all that for? Someone says, well, for the church. Well, what is the church? You're the church. People. Listen real quickly to a couple of ways the Bible talks about us ministering to each other. We've talked of them, but I'll just remind you of them. The Bible said we can minister to each other by praying for each other. Somebody say pray. Pray. The Bible talked about individuals that prayed diligently and earnestly for one another. The Bible said that we can teach and admonish one another. We can comfort and encourage. You don't have to, you know, quote 12 different translations or quote Hebrew or Greek. Just encourage somebody. Just look them in the eye and tell them you love them and mean it. Tell them you believe in them and mean it. Tell them you believe they can get through this. And you'll stand with them. That's ministering to the saints. Isn't it? Well, there's been times in my life, it's hard to describe it, where somebody that you believed and respected and cared about just come put their hand on your shoulder and just look at you and say, you're coming through this. You are coming through this. Just hang in. Just stand strong. And man, it just... something beyond the words. That's what the Bible tells us why we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, because we need to come together and exhort one another and provoke one another unto love and good works. It's why the Bible tells us to go to our jobs and work so that we can have to minister to them that need it. And I'm going to know when you get to thinking like that, you're up out of the selfish realm now. You can believe God for promotions and raises and contracts. Why? Because the more blessed I am, the more God can use me to bless the saints. And do things. And you just come into a whole nother level where your faith just flies.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Thanks to God who gives me